So today's daf is Samech Ches. We're going to take it from the bottom of Samech Zayin and Rebbe's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Ha'ubar, we're going to have to read through the lines before we understand what's going on here. But Ha'ubar, Ha'yavam, Ha'erison, Ha'cherish, Ben Teish Hashanim, the Yomechad, all those cases, as we'll explain, Poslin, V'lo Machilim, that they will possibly, they will disqualify someone from eating, but they will not allow someone to eat. So what does that mean? So if you go through Rashi one by one, Rashi says, Ha'ubar Posel. So if it's a Bas Kohen, so she comes from a family of Kohanim, she's married to Nisus Yisrael. So while she's married, she cannot eat Truma. Umeis, now her husband dies, V'nicha Muberes, but she's a Muberes, so the Ubar prevents her from going back to her father's house to eat Truma. And at the same time, Muberes Einu Machil does not allow one to eat, it doesn't feed one, if it's a Bas Yisrael who comes from a house of who doesn't eat Truma. And Nisus Kohen, she gets married to a Kohen, now she can eat Truma. But Mace, the coin dies, Vainicha Muberis, and she has a Muberis, that Uber does not allow her to continue to eat. Only once the child is born as a coin does it machil the mother. What's the case of a Yavam? So Rashi says a Yavam is Bas Kohen, Shemeres Yavam. So it's a Bas Kohen, comes from a family of Kohanim, but her husband dies. And now she's waiting for the brother to perform Yavam. So she's a Shemeres Yavam, she's waiting. Shemeres Yavam is Yisrael. She cannot go back to her father's house to eat Truma because she's still connected to the potential Yavam who's Yisrael. And at the same time, a Bas Yisrael who comes from a family of Yisrael, she was married to a Kohen, her husband dies, so she can't eat Truma. Even though she's waiting for her brother to perform the mitzvah of Yibam, she's Shemeres Yavam, Eino Machila. That Yavam does not allow her to eat until he actually performs Yibam. What's the case of Erison, says Rashi? A Bas Kohen who comes from a family of Kohanim, Mureses Yisrael Pasta. Once she gets engaged to a Yisrael, even though she's not married yet, she's disqualified from eating Truma anymore. And at the same time, a Bas Yisrael, Mures LeKohen, she's engaged to a Kohen, potentially she could eat Truma, but since she's only engaged, not married yet, she cannot eat in Machila, that Erison does not allow her to eat yet. And then the final case of this, Mishnah, the Rashi doesn't explain Cheresh, but Cheresh would be the same thing. If a Kohen, a Bas Kohen is married to a Cheresh, she's possible from eating from the house of the father. And if it's a Bas Yisrael married to a Cheresh Kohen, that Cheresh Kohen cannot feed her.
Why?
And I'm not sure the Gemara, I think, is going to explain this. And then the next case of Ben Teshranim, the Gemara is going to explain that as well. Back to the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says, Safek Shehu Ben Teshranim V'yomechad, Safek She'eno, She'eno. If he's a Safek, whether the age of the husband is a 9-year-old or not, or younger, that, or it's a case of Safek Hevi Shte Saros or Safek Shelohevi, not sure whether he has Shte Saros, but he's completely a Gadol or not, or it's a case of Nafal HaBais Alav Va'al Bas Achi. We'll explain that last case in a moment. Let's just finish the sentence. Venio Dea Ezem Meis Rishon Tsarasa Choletes V'lo Misavemes. So this last half of the Brisa, the Mishnah rather, the Gemara is going to explain, unclear exactly what's going on here. We'll get to that point. Let's read through Rashi's for a moment. Rashi says, Safek shu ben tes safek she'eno, not sure what the husband's a 9-year-old or not. Havinami ki ben tes uposo, it's going to be like a 9-year-old, even though he's under the age of 9, perhaps. Vamilsa deleokai, he's referring to something above. The Gemara is going to explain that. Just trust me on that one. And Safek shevi shtei saros, we'll skip that Rashi also for now. Now let's go to the case of Nafal Habayis Alav Al Bas Achiv. I know it's a little bit unclear. The Gemara is going to explain that for us. But let's read Rashi. Nafal Habayis Alav Val Bas Achiv. Let's say a house falls on a husband and on the daughter of his brother. In other words, his niece. The person who dies and his niece are found trapped and end up dying in a house. She Ishto. He's married to his niece, which is permitted. So, Safek Hu Mei, says Rashi, Tchila. Unclear whether the husband... We had cases like this, right? Safek hu meis tchila, perhaps he died first. V'naflu shtehen lifnei achiv. So the niece now is shomeres yavam to her husband's brothers, but that ends up being her own father. So boteres tarasa mishum tsaras habas. Right, because he married his niece, and he dies, so his brother is going to be one of the potential yavams, and that's obviously usher to his daughter. So that's going to be, or it's a safek bas achiv meis rishonim. Maybe the bas achiv died first. So the other wives that this husband has, who's also the uncle, if his wife, who's his niece, dies first, and then he dies, all his other co-wives are mutter to his brothers.
So he is her nephew?
No, he's her uncle.
Oh, uncle.
Dodo.
Oh, so the dodo. So the son, so the nephew cannot marry the niece. The uncle can marry the niece, and this the.
But the father can't marry his daughter, right? Two brothers and a daughter.
Yeah.
So they're allowed to marry each other. Uncle.
And the son of this guy allowed to marry this girl.
The son
of this guy.
No, this son is going to be her son also. They're married.
What?
They're married.
Two brothers.
Two brothers, and then there's a daughter.
One girl, one boy.
Whose boy?
One of the brothers.
Don't talk about that case. It's going to be too crazy. Two brothers and a daughter.
Yeah.
This is his niece. They're allowed to get married. Correct.
I have a question. His son can
his
marry,
son is also marry. Her, his mother.
Who's the mother of that son?
What?
We'll talk about it afterwards. We're not getting involved. Too crazy. Okay. So anyway, these cases.
The case of Sarah and Abraham.
Yeah. So and in this last case, we're not sure who died first when the house collapsed. So then the halacha is you do a chalitza and not yibum. Because we're not sure if it was the daughter, the niece died first, his wife, then the yibum could be performed by the other brothers to his other wives. But if he died first, so then since she was the Shemesh Yavam and she's an usher to her own father, of course, all the other tars are going to be usher. So they do chalitza just to be safe and na'ibim. So the Mishnah, the Gemara is now going to analyze each of these stages of the Mishnah, hopefully to clarify things. So the Gemara begins now, ha'ubar. Ha'ubar, we said, ibas kohen l'Yisrael, as Rashi said, if it's ibas kohen who marries Yisrael and cannot eat truma currently, and then her husband Yisrael dies, so she potentially goes back to her father's house. But so she should be able to eat truma. Pasale, the ubar pasals her from going back to her father's house. Why? Because the pasuk says kinurea prat lemuberes. The entire pasuk says that bas kohen kisya almana ugusha, and when she becomes an almana, v'zera ein la, she has no children. Says the pasuk v'shava el beis avia, she goes back to her father's house. Kinureha milechem avia tochel, she eats from her father's house. What does it mean kinurea? It should just say she goes back to her father's house. Kinurea means like she was the way she originally was. Not now that she's pregnant. She was not like she was in her younger years of not being pregnant. She's not kinurah. So prat lumubaris, says the Gemara, when she's a mubaris, she cannot go back to her father's house, and the ubar, it passels her from eating truma. And then Rashi, the Gemara says, ibas yisrael a kohen, if it's a bas yisrael who marries a kohen, who now can eat truma as being married to the kohen, and then the kohen dies, hu lo machala, the ubar cannot feed, even though she's mubaris from a kohen, that ubar that's not yet born cannot feed the mother, because the pasuk says, "Yalud machil, she'enu yalud enu machil." Only if it's born, the child can it feed his mother, but an unborn child may not feed the mother. Everything we saw yesterday, okay. Then the Gemara says, "What does it mean hayavam that the yavan is pas posa but not machil?" Ibas kohen Yisrael. If it's a bas kohen, a woman from the house of a kohen marries Yisrael and now cannot eat from truma, and then her husband Yisrael dies, so she's supposed to go back to her father's house and can eat truma, but she has a yavam now. There's a brother who could potentially marry her. Pasula. She's not allowed to eat truma from her father's house since she's still zakuk to the yavam. Why? Shava el beis avia, the pasuk says, when she returns back to her father's house, prat l'shemesh yavam, where she's not able to return to her father's house completely until the yavam does something. Now, I bas yisrael l'kohen, if it's a bas yisrael who marries a kohen, and during the marriage, the bas yisrael may eat truma because she's married to a kohen, and then the kohen dies, so she's supposed to go back to her father's house and cannot eat truma. And if she has a son, though, then she can eat truma if she were to have a son, but she's only a muberis. The uber is not going to be lo machila, will not feed her, because kinyan kaspa am rahmana va kinyan de achivu. Yavam. This case of a yavam, shemeres yavam, she is not able to be fed by the shemeres yavam, because only kinyan kaspa, only someone who's owned, she's not owned by the yavam anymore. It's the brother, her brother's kinin, but not the yavam's kinin. So therefore, this yavam may not machil her until something is done. Then the case of Erison, they're engaged. Ibas kohen Yisrael, if the bas kohen gets engaged, pasula. The fact that she's engaged to the Yisrael, that disqualifies her from no longer eating truma from her father's house. Deha kanya bahavia, because there's a kinin performed, and that kinin uproots the ability for her to eat. Right. And the reason why, look at Rashi, the top line of Samech Ches Amud Aleph, Tikani b'Havaya. Havaya is always the lashon of Kedushin. So Mishas Havaya, when the moment there was Kedushin, Ifsele, she's disqualified from eating Chuma, even though she came from the house of a Kohen. Kidachsiv ubas kohen kisiel ish zar. When she becomes married to an ish zar, she no longer kidi truma, so she's already engaged, and therefore usher. Now, ibas Yisrael lekohen, she's engaged to kohen, so from the house of her father, she can't eat truma. Now she's engaged to the kohen. Maybe she should be able to eat the truma from her engaged husband. He lo machil la mishum de'ula. Because of a statement of ula, she's not allowed to. What's a statement of ula? Says Rashi, mishum de'ula, the Gemara Maseches Kesubis Perek Afapi, Davar Torah arusa bas Yisrael ochel. It's really mikra din. An engaged bas Yisrael to a kohen may eat truma. Dichsev kinin kaspa, because the kohen now owns her with kedushin. He should be able to feed her truma. Hu yochal ba. Umatam amru einu ochelus. Why did we say that the kohen cannot feed his arusa truma? Gzeira shema yimzagu lo kos bebesa via. He might pour her some kosa, you know, way of talking, just give her some truma while she's in the house of her father. V'telech v'tishka lachia lachos, and feed it to her father and to her husband. Since she's not entirely married yet, she's going back and forth, she's only engaged, she might take some truma back to her house, her father's house, and feed everyone else truma, which is aser.
And when she's married, and she's in Yom Kippur, can she give her father then?
No, she can never give, okay. But she's living with her husband when she's married. When she's arusa, she's still living with her father.
Uh-huh, so you're eliminating that chance.
Exactly. Then the Gemara says, what about a cherish? We said a cherish was the same thing. A cherish is posel ve'inu machil. Says the Gemara, I bas kohen Yisrael, if it's a bas kohen who marries Yisrael and he's a cherish, who pasela, dehot kinyo b'dekante d'rabanam. Because even though the cherish is a kohen, it's a Yisrael, even though she's a bas kohen, a cherish Yisrael is going to disqualify her. So Rashi explains, what does it mean b'dekante d'rabanam? The cherish av agav d'la bar dasu. Even though a cherish has no das, takine b'rabanam nisun, Chacham gave them the ability to be kohen, acquire. So since on a level of the Rabbanim, they acquire something that disqualifies the pas kohen from eating any truma anymore. The ibas Yisrael, the kohen, if it's a bas Yisrael who marries a kohen who's a cherish, he lo machil, that cherish cannot feed her, kinen kaspo achmar of a high lav bar kinenu. Because the deraisa, the only thing that allows you to feed is if there's a real kinen deraisa. This kinen of the cherish acquiring a woman is only a kinen derabanan that does not have the ability to give her truma through that. Okay. Now, there's a lot to be said here, but it's already 6:20 on this last point, but we'll keep going. We have a lot to do. So then the Gemara says, Ben Teisha Shanim. So what's the case of Ben Teisha Shanim? So the context of this Ben Teisha Shanim was that a Ben Teisha Shanim could be pasel, be'enu machil. Gemara wants to understand this. Kasaka daita, chadhavamina is that b'shomeres yavam leben tisha of yomechad lemai. If we're talking about a shomeres yavam, her husband dies, and now she's waiting for the brother, the yavam, who's only 9 years old. E lemifsal, if it's to disqualify her from not being able to go back to her father's house because she's a bas kohen, if it's a bas kohen who marries Yisrael, so katanami misapasel, if she's zokuk to even a katan under the age of 9, that's going to hold her back. Why is it limited to only a 9-year-old? Any age katan will disqualify her. Ila achula, if it's to allow her to eat, then a gadol nami lo machil. Even if it's a gadol, even if it's a 20-year-old yavam who's a kohen, will not allow her to eat. We already said the case of a yavam. Neither way, so teisha shaman cannot be going on a yavam. The yavam, regardless of the age, will be pasal her from eating, going back to her father's house, and ena michael won't allow her to eat the truma. So Amar Abai clarifies the mission and says, Hacha b'yavam ben teisha shanim v'yomechad haba al yavamto askinim. It's talking about a case, no, not where it's a shomeres yavam, where lemaisa there was yivam that was performed. That a 9-year-old yavam had performed bia with yivamto, and they're really kona, the mederaisa kanyale, that there's a real kinyan, and if the yavam were to be a kohen, he would allow it to eat. And if she were to be a bas kohen, married to a yavam Yisrael, she would not be able to go back to her father's house. Okay, so it sounds like the yavam everything should be complete. So Gemara explains that saka daitach amina hoil midiraisa kanyale ubiasabia emalechel kamashmalan. So you would think, since it's a full-fledged kinin, a 9-year-old can perform a bona fide bia and can complete yibam, one would think he also has the ability to feed her truma if he's a kohen. Kamash Blan, that Asu Bias Ben Teshanim, Vyom Echad, Kemaimer Begado. It seems like the Chachamim made institution that they treated the bee of a 9-year-old to that of a Maimer of a Gadol. So what does that mean?
So why you
So look at Rashi. Right, does Rashi explain this? Rashi doesn't.
Yes, a mamar hu kiddushim shetiknu chachamim b'mamar lifnei shehu ba'aleya. B'mamar shenaseh li yedei kiddushim kesef oshtar ein hayavam kone otah min haTorah, ela hi nechshevet keishto midrabanan bilvad. מכיוון שקידושים אלו הם רק מדרבנן, אין הם מועלים לאכילה בתרומה. וכן גם, וכך גם ביד בין 9 שנים ויום אחד, ובימתו, מכיוון שאין המועילה לקנותה מן התורה, אלא רק מדרבנן, אין המאכילה אותה בתרומה, אלא...
ביה פון תורז גם קידושים.
But not another that age.
A 9-year-old.
אלא נראה כדין שוברת יבם שאין...
9-1.
It works. 9-1 works as a ביה. But here they're saying, even though for bia purposes and being kona the yibum, it works regarding eating chuma, feeding the wife chuma. Chum said, let's stop there. Even though midrashah they should be able to feed the wife chuma, they, for some reason.
Well, after the yibum, I thought she's his full wife.
No, she is, but the chum. Yeah. No, but the chum made a gzera.
It's not a kinyan from the Torah. That
only
that
in regards
bia
to 9 years old.
Correct. 13-year-old, everything's she could he could feed her. The 9-year-old, they said, let's treat a 9-year-old in regards to truma.
What is the limit? 9 to what? 9 to 13?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
13 went to the 13th of Gadol, so then everything is complete.
Oh, 13.
9-year-old, it's a good bia, but the chum did not allow the 9-year-old to feed the wife truma until he gets to the age of 13. For some reason, they treated a 9-year-old in regards to truma like a Gadol who does mimer. What Gadol do mimer is a case of with a Gadol and the Shemesh Yavam. He does Kedushin with Damim, so he marries her, even though it's not complete, there's no Yibum yet. That Gadol cannot feed her Chuma when Mimer's done until they get married. So the 9-year-old also, even though he does Bia, and there's a good Bia Midraisa, he's not allowed to feed her Chuma until he hits the age of 13. So that's what it means a 9-year-old. The 9-year-old cannot Machil his wife, even though it's a good Yibum Chuma. So Gemara says, now Amar Lei Rava, Rava says, Ihachi, that's the case, so we're talking about a 9-year-old who performs Yibum, Seifa, the Seifa of this Mishnah, Dikatani, Safek ben Teishanu v'yom Echar, Safek Sheina. And the Gemara, the Mishnah says, so to hold, so to in regards to a 9-year-old, we're not sure if he's a 9-year-old or not, or younger. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Hashte vade ben Tes, l'machil, Safek mibai. Once you've established that a 9-year-old, who's a vade 9-year-old, cannot be machil truma, so certainly a Safek, he might not even be 9, he might be younger than 9, might not even be a good bia, certainly there, he would not be able to machil. So therefore, they reject this first approach of what 9-year-old means. Ela Amar Rava, Beven Tisha Shanim Yom Echad, Dehanach Psulin Katani, to Pasli Bibiasam. This line of 9-year-old is a completely independent point. Nothing to do with this case of Chumana. It's referring to the age of someone in apostles. What does that mean? So look at Rashi Psulin. Rashi says Psulin, Kigon Mamzer Nisin, Umishum poslin nakile, vlo machilin lo ben teskai, el ashar ubar yavim verisin lecherish. When we say lo machilin, it's not going back on the 9-year-old. We're just throwing the 9-year-old in here because it said, I'm not really sure why, but we're talking about 9-year-olds here. So a 9-year-old is able to passel a woman from her kedusha status. So what does that mean? Again, it's completely a random point that's being mentioned here in this Mishnah. Let's read this again. El Amar Rava beben teisha shanim v'yom echad dehanoch psulin, referring to those women who were apostled or men who were apostled to mamzer nisim katani de pasli bebiasam. These men, a mamzer, as we'll see in the brisa, if he's above the age of 9, will pasl a woman from potentially marrying a kohen anymore. Kidatani, like the brisa says, ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, a 9-year-old boy, ger amoni moavi mitzi vadomi kusi nisin chala mamzer. All those cases are all pasl to marry a woman who has a full Kedushas Yisrael, and Shebo Akohenes, Levia of Yisraelis, any of those three types of women, Paslu. So at what age is the Bia going to Pasl her, disqualify her from any Kedusha? At the age of 9 or above. So what does Paslu mean? So it says Rashi, Paslua im Bas Kohen Minachuma, if she's a Bas Kohen, and she has bia with any of these moms there in the sin halal, she can no longer eat chuma. But levia of Israelis linasa lekuna olamis. And if she's a levi or Israel, if she has bia with any of these psulim, she's disqualified from ever marrying a kohen.
So why the Mishnah bring such a case in this specific?
Not sure why.
There's no connection to anything.
Yeah.
No, but I think that it was difficult to. I think. due to the question that it didn't make sense to say that the first part, this is the only way that you can answer the first part and not have a problem.
But
it's a little bit,
why we answer the first part of the 9 years old?
Yeah.
It's not still full kiddushin because it's katan.
Right, but so
you cannot feel
right,
a truma.
But the pasuk said in the Mishnah, it doesn't even talk about yibum.
It does.
It mentions yavam, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
By 9 year olds, it doesn't mention, right?
No.
Doesn't, yeah.
By 9 year olds, it doesn't. So the only way we're able to find an explanation is that
why
they gave it to yavam.
It says.
No, that's just the explanation. That's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah just says nine.
The Mishnah.
Yeah.
The Mishnah doesn't mention Yavam. So they put the Mishnah on the Yavam, but
the Mishnah doesn't say any Yavam here.
And it says Yavam, but not next to 9 year old. It says Yavam, Erusin, Cheresh, Bentesha. But the idea is, as the Gemara says, the 9 year old is Shaykh to, it says Poslin Vil Machilim. Poslin does apply to 9 year old. This 9 year old that we're talking about does passel a woman from ever eating Chuma again.
Right.
It does disqualify her. But Ein Machilin doesn't go back on 9 year olds. So the reason why it's here, right, so the reason why it's in this Mishnah is probably, as we said many times in the past, the Mishnahs are written very terse and in a way to help remember. So they just grouped it together, because
right.
What are you going to do? Say, Machilin, Poslin Ein Machilin, and Teisha Shanim is Machilin, is Poslin. It's not going to flow as nicely. They want everything to flow. And once you start thinking about it, a person's going to realize, wait a second, Ein Machilin doesn't make sense for Ben Teisha Shanim, so it must be that only Poslin applies to Ben Teisha Shanim. I mean, that's why all the Gemara is here to figure things out, but they have to really memorize it. That just makes memory easier, I think. Okay.
So this could be talking both in the case of an Almana and a Pnuya.
Almana and a Pnuya.
In both cases, if she has Bia.
Yeah, any type of case.
If it puzzles her.
Correct. Right. So then the Gemara says, Vaha midakasani seifa, from the Bryce, the seifa of the Mishnah, made the seifa of the brisa, I guess. If ainin ruin lavo b'Yisrael, harei l'psulin. And if it's a case of a man who cannot be with someone in Yisrael, they're going to apostle. Mechlal deresha lav b'psulin askin. No, this must be the mishnah later on. This is a later mishnah. I'm sorry. Yeah, this seifa that we're talking about it's a later mishnah. Yeah, to the bottom of Samach Tes and Aleph, it says, and if it's someone who's possible from being with the Yisrael, then they're going to disqualify it. So it sounds like that the 9 year old cannot be talking about someone who passels. It can't be a psul.
Why not?
Right now, we want to know what's a 9 year old. 9 year old what? So first we said 9 year old yavam, can't be. Now we're suggesting it means a 9 year old passel person, a nisin, a mamzer. The Gemara says the next mishnah tells us, and if it's anyone else who's passel, if it's a mamzer, nisin. So the Seifa is talking about Psulim. So it can't be that the Tes Shanim is referring to Psulim also. So what's the response going to be? Gemara says, Reisha Psula Kahal, Seifa Psula Kuna. There are two types of Psulim. The Psula Kahal is Psula Kuna. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Seifa Psula Kuna, Chalo, who does not have any Kedushas Kohen. Afagav, fine.
What is Chalal? Chalal is if she...
Chalal is a person who a child born to a Kohen who is pasul. Kohen marries a Grusha. So that child is a Chalal.
So what is Chalala?
It's a woman who becomes, let's say she's a Grusha. So she is, and let's say, yeah. She becomes.
She becomes Chalala. Let's say she marries a Kohen Gadol. Let's say an Almana marries a Kohen Gadol. She becomes a Chalala.
Okay.
And she can no longer marry a Kohen.
Chalal
right.
Is a Kohen married a Grusha.
No, a Kohen marries a Grusha. Actually, once he divorces her, he's a regular Kohen. It's only a child.
Right.
A child of a Kohen.
The
male
is only a result of the birth of somebody, of a Bia that was
also.
Right.
Oh, so the child is Halal, not the Kohen himself.
Exactly.
Right. And the woman, she becomes Halala when she has a relationship.
When she's married.
Yes, when she has something.
Exactly. Okay. So now the Gemara says, the difference is, so Psule Kahuna is a Halal. The Mishnah later on is referring to Halalim. Our Mishnah here in Samach Zayinim Abayz is referring to Psulei Kal, that's possible not only to a Kohen, but possible to everybody. Imams in a sin are general Psulim, apply across the board. So that's the two types of Psulim that we're referring to.
What I don't have clear is, what is the ratio? Because we didn't learn that Mishnah. So what is the ratio? What's the say for that Mishnah? I don't understand.
But we didn't learn that the Mishnah is Samach Tes. We're going to get there tomorrow.
So why? But they're not mentioning the Mishnah here. They're just saying, Valentine said, What was the Reisha saying?
No, the Reisha is the Ben Teshanim. Our Mishnah is a Reisha.
Our Mishnah
is a Reisha. So if we said that Teshanim is referring to Psulim, the Seifa is referring to Psulim. Two types of Psulim. Gemara now quotes the Bryce we mentioned above. Gufa, Ben Teshanim, the Omechad, Ger, Ammoni, Moavi, Mitzri, Vadomi, Kusi, Nisin, Chol, Mamzer, all those types of Psulim above the age of nine, Shebo'u al Kohenes, Leviya of Yisraelis, have relation with any of these women, Paslan, disqualify them from ever eating Shuma and ever marrying a Kohen. Rabbi Yossi Omer, so Rabbi Yossi says differently, he says, Kol Shezaro Pasol, Poso. Kol She'ein Zaro Pasol, Ein Poso. No, the only thing that could disqualify this woman is if the child, the result of the relationship, will be a child that's Pasol. But if it will not result in such a child, the child will still be a Kasher child, then she herself will not be disqualified.
So in this case, what can I understand?
See, like, what's an example?
What's the machlokes between the cases? Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree in which case.
Right. So the question: what's the nafkamina between the Tanakama?
Yeah, and Rabbi Yossi.
I'm thinking, let's say a mitzri dor sheni, where the dor shlishi of a mitzri is the dor vi of a mitzri is mutter.
Right.
The dor shlishi.
So if a shlishi.
And that's, I think, the nafkamina would be.
I think you just summarized it. Instead of going specifically to each and every case, you just summarized. Kol mishezaro posul.
No, it's a machlokas. A different opinion. Apparently, the Gemara later on is going to explain the difference between them. It is a machlokas. No, he wouldn't say it like that. They wouldn't need to do that. So we'll see later on. I'm not sure today's daf or tomorrow's daf. There will be a psul. What the nafkamina will be. And then the third opinion here is that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Kol she'ata nose bito ata nose almanoso, v'chol she'ata nose bito i'ata nose almanoso. It all depends if you can marry the person's daughter. If you can marry the person's daughter, so then it will not disqualify you. But if you cannot marry the person's daughter, then it will disqualify. Rashi, I think, will explain this as well later on. We'll get back to this. First, Gemara wants to know Menachem, how do you know these words to be true? Which words are we trying to figure out? I assume the first opinion of the Tanakama. Let's see. Yeah, how do you know that Bia disqualifies Pasels, a woman, from marrying a Kohen? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Kra, Uvas Kohen, Kisiel Ishzar. When she is with a foreign man. Kevin Shinivala, Lifsol, Lipsul, Lipsula, Pasla. Once she's engaged to a Zar, someone who's Pasel to her, then that itself Pasels her. So that's the pasuk Kel Ish Zar. Hi, Mibis Gemara says you can't use that pasuk of Kisiel Ish Zar because Hi Mibayle de Kamarachmana Bas Kohen Leminsa Lazar Lo Sechel. So that's needed for another reason. If Bas Kohen marries a Zar, she's not allowed to eat Chuma. You can't also learn that she's pasul. I mean, the two halachas. When she's married to a non Kohen, a Zar just means a non Kohen, she can't eat Chuma. We're trying to create another drasha that if she marries someone who's pasul to her, that's going to disqualify her, giving her status of a halala forever. You can't learn two different drashas from one pasuk. So the Gemara says, "No, ahu mi vishava el beis avia kinurea milechem avia tochal nafka." That's learned out from that pasuk. How do you mean? Meaning what? Mi dukama rachmana vishava el beis avia tochal. To tell us that when she returns back to the Bas Kohen, goes back to her father's house, she's allowed to again eat Shuma. Melchal de Mikar Lachla tells us when she's not returned back to her husband, her father's house, she cannot eat Shuma. So that now avails us the Pasuk of Zar, Losi Ali Zar, that's available for Drasha. That Drasha tells us that if she marries someone who's Pasul to her, that's going to disqualify her forever. So again, two Halachas. One is when she's married to a Zar, she can't eat Shuma. Number two is when she's married to a Psul, that Pasuls her forever. The Gemara says, "Yeah, is that what we're holding right now? Is that clear? Let's see. Right. The Gemara says, Imiahi, if you had that pasuk alone, just shava el beis avia kunera nurea, I would have thought, lav haba michal ase. We're deriving the iser of eating chuma while being married." From the words of eating in the house of the father. We're inferring the lav from the aseh. It's formulated aseh. When you go back to your father's house, eat chuma. Implying that when she's not in the father's house, she cannot eat chuma. The halav, a blood mechal aseh, is called an aseh only. There's an isra aseh to eat chuma But we don't know that there's a lav to eat truma when she's married to a zara. So therefore, kasarachmana hai lalav, lalav michal zara, hai lalav. That's why we taught the pasuk of kisel ish zar lo sochel. Not to teach me that if she married someone who's puzzle, will disqualify her. We need a pasuk of siel ish zar to tell me that there's also lav to eat truma when she's married to a zar. So it's not available. Where it says no. Lav mivichol zar lo yochal kodesh nafka. That's learned from another pasuk that when she's with a zar, she cannot eat kodesh. In this case, she can't eat truma. That's a lav of eating truma. That still avails us the pasuk of kisiel ishar. It becomes available now to teach us that if she marries someone who's pasul to her, she will be pasul forever. Okay, good. A little bit confusing. Now the Gemara says, asks another question along these lines of the drushas. Ahumi baile lugufe. Now that's needed for the pasuk itself. Meaning what? The pasuk of chozar lo yichal kodesh is needed for the pasuk itself that she cannot eat chuma, but when she is let's see that Rashi top line. Hai mi bai le legufe lezar gamer aval hanach delav zara hi itzerecha baskarin laasra.
Right, meaning it's going on a person who is a zar himself, not for a woman who's married to a zar.
I see. Okay. So you need to teach me the czar himself cannot eat.
Right. And then,
Mar says, no, really, because Shrei v'chol zar k'sivei. If you look at the psukim, there are two psukim that say v'chol zar lo yechal kodesh. So one to teach me that the czar himself, one to teach me that she herself, and then that avails a pasuk of v'siel ish zar lo yechal, that refers to when she's married to someone, pasul disqualifies her forever. Mar says, we're not done yet. Still, we need that pasuk. L'chadei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. D'amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. V'chol zar. What does that mean, v'chol zar? Zaros amarti l'cha v'lo aninus. So a zar cannot partake in chuma, but an onen, a person whose relative dies and he's waiting till it's buried, his status of onen, that there is no issur of eating chuma, an onen may eat chuma. That's what v'chol zar. Only a zar is aser b'chuma to imply that an onen can eat chuma, and it's not available.
What does that have to do with zar?
No, we're saying why say zar? Only a zar, but someone who's not a zar, an onen who may not have the, even though he's called a kohen, but a kohen who's an onen has a different status. He can't work in the Beis Hamikdash. There's certain things he loses the ability to be a kohen temporarily. So maybe you'd think he loses the ability to be eat chuma as well. So no, only a zar can eat chuma, but a kohen can eat chuma, an onen rather can eat chuma, and therefore it's not available to learn anything about a Yisrael who a Bas Yisrael who was nivla from a psul. So it says the Gemara, the Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina min zar v'chol zar nafka. No, because it says zar, and it also says v'chol zar. The word v'chol is extra. It's not a drush in the word zar. It's the word drush in the word v'chol. So therefore, we still have the word zar to make a drush. Got me by the still. When she goes back, chozeres lechuma veino chozeres lechaza v'shok. So, when she goes back, right. So let's look at Rashi. For this, Rashi is akati hayde bas kohen kisel ish zar mi barley. Says Rashi little kuchen gemurim lashmina. When she gets married and she goes back to her father's house after a divorce, lashmina to teach us kishi chozeres lebeis avia. When she goes back to her father's house, but misas habal. When her father dies, v'zer ein lan, when her husband rather dies, and she has no children, eino chazaris lechazei v'shok shashlamim. The law is that shlamim, every shlamim that's brought, the kohanim get the chazei the shok, the thigh and the breast, the chazei and the shok is the thigh, right? Chazei, the breast and the shok is the thigh. Shashlamim. Lechol kishara chayos, like other sisters, achilos, everyone eats. K'dichsiv, atov v'necho b'nosecha. The family's allowed to eat, but if she gets married and she leaves the family of Kohanim, and then she becomes a widow and she goes back to her father's house, she's chazeres only to Chuma, but she cannot eat the Shlamim anymore, the Chazei V'Shok.
Interesting.
So that's still needed. So you cannot use the Pasuk to teach us that if she's Nivela from a Psul, she's going to be Pasul. V'amar V'chissa, on that says the Gemara, Amar Ravina Bar Rav Shila, my crow, what's the Pasuk? Dechsiv Kvas Kohen Kisel Ijar. Hibachumas Hakachim, Hibachumas. Zarhi, but Chumas Hakachim lo sochal. That's part of the... Lo socha b'marum min ha-kachim. B'chuma ha-kachim lo socha. She can't eat the chuma of the kachim, the murum, that which has been separated from the kachim, namely the chazei v'shok, that has been separated from the shlamim, she cannot eat. So we see that's learned from the pasuk of bas kohen kisel liish zar. So it's not available. So says the Gemara, im kein lichtov kra hi b'kachim lo sochal, my b'chumos kachim. Just say kachim. Obviously, we know she's not going to eat the real kachim, that which gets burnt off. It's only the kachim that's going to be given to the house of the Kohanim, namely the Chazei V'Shok. The word chumas kachim is extra. Shmas min atarti, we learn two things. We learn that she cannot eat the shlamim anymore, the Chazei V'Shok, and we also learn from here, as an extra word, that if she is nivla from someone who's pasul to her, she herself is going to be pasul for marrying a kohen and eating chuma forever. Okay, beautiful. Made it through that. A little bit challenging.
Yeah.
Gemara now says, Ashkechin Kohenes. So we just brought a source. That how do we know a Kohenes who's Nivla from a Psul that she's going to be Pasul? Because after the long drashas, it says, V'chiyas l'ish zar. That's the source that a Kohenes is Pasul from a Psul. But how do we know a Leviah of Yisraelis who's Nivla from Psul that they can never marry a Kohen? Minolan, how do you know this? Kedam Rabbi Abba Amarav Bas Ubas. Hachanam Bas Ubas. What do you mean Bas Ubas? So,
but we're talking about somebody who's pasul for the Israelis, not for a kohen.
Someone who's pasul again. That so it's all right. A psula kahal, a mamzer and a sin.
Right,
a bas Israel who marries a or is nivla from a mamzer and a sin will be disqualified. This Israelis will be pasul for marrying kohen forever. Okay. What's the drasha? It says bas ubas. Why does it say ubas kohen? It should say bas kohen tiel ish. Ubas the extra vav to tell me to include someone extra and to include a even non Kohanim women, a Yisraelis and a Leviah.
From a letter.
You should have meaning to that.
Is the drasha from a Nikud?
We have such, we don't have Nikudos in, but sometimes there are dots that are in the Torah. We do have such drashas.
No, the way that you read, U, E, V.
We do have also. Kriyin Ksivs it's called. Yesh Ein L'Mesoros, Yesh Ein L'Mikra. Yesh Ein L'Mesoros is the way it's written. Yesh Ein L'Mikra is the way it's said. So we have drushes like that. Okay. But there are, you know, there sometimes are dots in the Torah. So we have drushes on all those dots. They're special. That are, actually, if you look in the Torah, you see some dots.
Yeah.
Like Derech Rechoka, when it comes to Pesach Sheni. So whoever's far from the base of Mikdash and cannot perform Pesach Rishon, he's able to do Pesach Sheni. How do you define Derech Rechoka? So Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah Sakham says, did that what? Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. So it says Derech Rechoka, very good. Derech Rechoka, it's a dot on top. Rabbi Yossi darshins the Mishnah, that means even if you're just a step outside, not doesn't mean far. Your mom is right outside the door of the base of Mikdash, you didn't make it in until the last second, you got clothes off, that's even you're be Derech Rechoka, you could bring, that's an example of being darshin a Nakuda in the Torah. And the Gemara says, so how do you know that a Leviah and Israelis who are Nivela from a apostle to them, like a mom is in an sin, that they'll be considered a halala forever? So Gemara says, Kedami Rav Abba Amarav Basu Bas Hachanai Basu Bas. They make a drush in the letter Vav. The extra Vav includes these women. Kiman, who's Rabbi Abba? Which Tana does he hold like? Rabbi Kiva, the Darsh Vav, and we find that Rabbi Kiva darshins Vavs in general. So here too, he must be the opinion they follow here. And the Rashi gives an example in the Gemara Sanhedrin that he darshins a Vav. Gemara says, Afilu Tema Rabbanan, even Rabbanan, who normally do not darshan vavs, even they could be consistent with this brayso, with this binyan. Why? The afil tamer rabbanan kule ubas kra yiseru. Made the entire word ubas. Doesn't need to be there. I'm not sure what else you could have said. So Rashi says, kulu ubas, the entire word ubas kra yiseru. Dok sivle el minei v'koin ki yekne nefesh v'yilid beso umat l'mechtav v'basrei v'chiesel ish zar. Since we're talking about koanim, because that was the previous pasuk, just said, v'chi siel ish, siyeh is going on a woman. It's in the keva. You say v'chis yalish when she has a marries a czar. Why uvas kohen? Uvas is extra. So that's the whole word. Is Josh even according to Rabbanan would agree to such a statement, but not learning the letter vav. It's the word uvas. It's extra. The Gemara says now ashchan lechuma. So we see from this pasuk the context of uvas kohen v'chis yalish is talking about eating chuma. So we understand why the women will be pasuk from eating chuma. But lakuna, how do I know they can't marry a kohen? Maybe they can marry a kohen, just they can't eat chuma. Minalan. So Gemara says, Atu Levia Vishraelis Lav Lakuna Marvinalu.
Chilevia Vishraelis Shedarashnu Chorah, Rabotan, בכלל הפסול הנלמד מהכתוב לא לעניין פסול לכהונה.
Has to be, when it comes to Levi and Yisrael, it has to be Truma. Because the E, the Gemara continues, the E, the Truma, if it's referring to Truma, Benos Meichal, Trumaninu, they don't need Truma. Of course they're Pasal and Truma. So it must be, what are we coming to include them to? It must be referring to including them to Aser, to Pasal them, to marrying a Kohen forever. What? Benos Meichal. Are they able to eat?
Before they get able to eat.
Like a Ben Yisrael means, in the parsha of being a Yisrael. So a bas Yisrael means she's in the parsha of being Yisrael. So a ben ochel would be someone who's in the parsha of eating. A bas ochel is in the parsha. A woman, is she in the parsha of eating? No, she Yisrael is not a bas ochel. She's not subject to eating truma. So what are we including them to do? It must be including them in that they're possible for marrying a Kohen. Because they're already possible for marrying truma, from eating truma. So that's what we're establishing, that a Levi and Yisraelis are possible from marrying a Kohen. So what do you mean? Alamalo. I can find the case where Levi and Yisraelis can eat truma, such as Mishkachazal, you find it, the Ka'achla Bishvil Bina. A Bas Yisrael who marries a Kohen has a son who's a Kohen. She can eat truma. Her husband dies. She's now single. She's not a Kohen herself anymore. She's not an Ashes Kohen anymore. But she's a Yisrael who still eats truma. So let's say she now is Nivala from a Mamzer. So then she's going to maybe possible from eating truma from her son anymore.
Still get married.
Exactly. And we have no source now.
Right.
That exactly. There's no source of possible from marrying anyone. All we know is that she's now possible from eating truma.
Right.
So Gemara says, Bishvil Bana. So Bishvil Bana, Kal V'chomer.
Bishvil Bana, it's like a question.
It's because of her son, because of her son that she's eating truma. Kal V'chomer. Ma Kohenes Dibikadusha Dinaf She'achla. Pasale Levia v'Yisraelis to lo achla ela b'shul bana la kol shekein. So wait a second. It's a kal v'chomer. You're right. She's eating because of her son. But let's say a bas kohen who has inherent kedusha to her, which itself is very interesting. She has kedusha to her, and if she's nivela from another apostle to her, she's going to lose the status of kedusha, even though it's so inherent and ingrained within her. So kal v'chomer a bas Yisrael who only eats because of her son, not because of herself. Certainly her, whose kedusha is so external, certainly she'll be disqualified from eating truma as well. So we learn that from a kal v'chomer that Yisrael is going to be disqualified from eating truma. So that, again, the extra pasuk, uvas, comes to include them from pasling.
Saying that the pasuk is not teaching, the pasuk cannot come to teach us that pas Yisrael eats truma, because that you can learn from a kal v'chomer.
Exactly.
Okay.
Gemara says the kal v'chomer is not so glat. Why? He had no senes. The opposite's true. Kohenis the Kaddish Gufa Apostle, a woman who has inherent Kedusha. So by her being Nivela from someone else, that Kedusha is going to be gonna be ruined. But the Yisrael is still Kaddish Gufa. She has no inherent Kedusha, there's nothing she's ruining.
Only through him, and
exactly.
He's still perfect.
Exactly. Lo Apostle, she shouldn't become disqualified. So it's not a Kavachomer. So she really should have the ability to eat. And therefore you need the Pasuk to say that she's gonna be Apostle from Truma.
Right.
Ella Lekuhuna b'kal v'chomer. The reason how we know that the pasul from lekuhuna, meaning the truma, the fact that a kohenes Levi Yisrael is pasul from truma, is all from this pasuk. The question is, how do we know that the pasul from marrying a kohen, ela lekuhuna b'kal v'chomer migrusha? Why? Ma grusha shumu teres b'truma asur lekuhuna asur b'truma ein odin shepsul lekuhuna. A woman who's a grusha, who, let's say she's a bas kohen, who now gets divorced. So she cannot marry a kohen anymore. She's a grusha. But she does go back to her father's house and can eat truma. So even though she's a pasul, she will call her halala in regards to marrying a kohen, she may eat truma. So these people, who now we've established someone who's nivela from someone pasul to them, who we now establish cannot eat truma, kal v'chomer, they should not be able to marry a kohen. If a grusha, again, a grusha cannot marry a kohen but can eat truma, these people who can't eat truma, certainly they shouldn't be able to eat, to marry a Kohen.
Right.
That's a kal v'chomer. Or so, okay, it's a very nice kal v'chomer. This one is a glat kal v'chomer, but we have a klal. V'chi masir min adin? Are we able to invoke yisurim and punishments through kal v'chomers? We need a sort. We don't do. We cannot create isurim based on kavachomer. We cannot create a psul of marrying Cohen based on a kavachomer, even if it is a good kavachomer. So says the Gemara that gila milsa ba'almahu. It's not a real drasha here at all. Rashi says, "What do you mean gila milsa ba'almahu? V'lav melef minei yalfinan. Lava kuna mitchuma. We're not learning kuna from chuma. It's not a real kavachomer. The mimela came into ifsula lachuma, ifsula kuna, the chuma hainu kadishikuna. It's one and the same. There's not two steps here. Once a pasuk establishes that they're pasuk from eating shuma, mimela it becomes a direct equation that they're lacking kedushas kuna, and they also cannot marry a kohen anymore. That's the drush. It's not a kalvachomer.
It's not a kalvachomer.
Exactly. It's just a gili milsa.
Can you repeat what's the drush again?
The drush is there's no drush. The drush is simply that since it says a kohen cannot eat shuma, a kisel ishzar, a kohen cannot eat shuma, and the extra letter vav or the extra word uvas. Comes to include even Israel Slavia, with pasul from Truma. Once we establish a pasul of Truma, that is a direct equation that they're also pasul from marrying a Kohen. Eating Truma and marrying a Kohen are the same halachas. You cannot separate the two. Once you're pasul from Truma, then mainly you're pasul from eating a Kohen. If that's the question, what about a Grusha though? A Grusha cannot marry a Kohen, but can eat Truma. Okay. We only have 4 minutes left anyways. Let's go a little bit further. Ve'ema nivela l'psula mechay v'krisos. Should we stop here, maybe?
We should stop and do chazar.
Maybe we should stop here. This seems to be a continuation of tomorrow. So we'll quickly do a chazar here. We start off with the mission, Sama Chazayim and Beis, for listing all these cases of people who are individuals who are pasul ve'eno machil. We've spoken in Ubar, Yavim, Erisin, and Cherish. Prevent the Bas Kohen from going back to the father's house, and also prevent a Bas Yisrael who married Kohen, prevent them from eating Chuma, it passes and doesn't Machil. And then the Gemara went to explain how each case works. And then we had the whole discussion when the Mishnah listed a Tesh Shanim V'Yom Echad, passes but Eino Machil, what exactly was that case of a 9-year-old? And we said it can't be a case of Eino Machil, because we said that was a Pashad Eino Machil. So we ended up saying that the 9-year-old is referring to a different category, a 9-year-old psul, such as a mamzer, nizin, is able to passel a woman from never marrying a kohen ever again. Eino machil was not part; it was not referring to this case of a 9-year-old. Now, in this discussion, we also had mentioned that a 9-year-old's bia is considered a good bia and will be kona mideraisa.
Why a 9.5-year-old? Why did we say a 9.5-year-old is pasul that it doesn't machil because he only is machil from 13 years old? Is
that or what? We said because the rejection was. The Mishnah went on to say that a Suffolk 9-year-old, Suffolk isn't 9, is also possible.
Right.
And the Mishnah said, well, that's obvious. If a 9-year-old Vadai,
right.
So certainly...
But we said, but why do we say that a 9-year-old Vadai doesn't? Because it's just...
We said it was a Gzera. We compared it to a Gadol and Mimer.
Right. Okay.
Then the Gemara wanted to know, what's the source?
But we're talking about
Yivum
now.
No, 9-year-old Yivum. We said that can't be the case.
Right.
We said it must be referring to a 9-year-old of all the Psulim, that they have the ability to passel a woman from marrying a Kohen. Then we wanted to know what's the source that a 9-year-old could passel, or even any bia of a psula, will passel a woman from marrying a kohen and eating shuma. We had a whole long back and forth about different sources, about what this. How do we know this to be true? This pasuk, that pasuk, this pasuk, that pasuk. And in the end of the day, we ended up saying it's from the pasuk of Vas Kohen Kisel Ish Zar. And when she marries a zar, someone who's passel to her, will disqualify her from ever marrying a kohen. And we said, is that the word letter vav like Rabbi Kiva, or is it the entire word uvas like the Rabbanim? And we said they're both true. And then we wanted to figure out, once we establish that they're possible to eat shuma, how do we know they cannot marry a kohen though? So we ended up going back and forth there too. We said there's a very nice kavachomer. In the end of the day, we said the reason why a person, a woman, who is nivela from a psul, cannot marry a kohen is because once you establish they can't eat shuma, it becomes a direct equation they cannot marry a kohen either. You cannot separate the two of eating shuma and marrying a kohen. And that's how we concluded it. It was